Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabians are calling on President Trump to do a preemptive strike on Iran because they fear what a President Biden will do. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Saudis are very much alarmed at the prospect that a Joe Biden presidency, that they will rejoin the Iranian nuclear deal. It is a big deal for the Saudis, isn't it?
Well, it really is a big deal, Jimmy. Should a Biden administration resurrect this failed Iran deal, remove U.S. sanctions, give Iran once again a pathway to make nuclear weapons, it will have dramatic repercussions, not just for the United States, not just for Iran, not just for Israel, but all of Iran's neighbors in the Middle East and for Europe as well. While the Saudi king did congratulate Joe Biden, the Saudis at the same time are going to meet with the Israelis. And you could see a Saudi-Israeli partnership that is much more open than what we've had so far, and that could involve military cooperation against Iran. There was a report a few days ago that President Trump had asked his intelligence agencies and the Pentagon for possible war plans against Iran, or at least strike plans against Iranian nuclear sites. They have been pushing President Trump for years to launch an attack on Iran, and the president has refused to do so, saying that there had not been an Iranian attack on the U.S. But now he's sending his chief Middle East advisor, Elliot Abrams, to Saudi Arabia this coming week. Abrams will also visit Israel. He will visit the United Arab Emirates, from what I understand. And on the table will clearly be some type of measures that the U.S. can take in conjunction with the Saudis and our Arab allies against Iran in the prospect of a Biden presidency. In other words, something that we could do together with our allies to forestall any Biden loosening of sanctions and resumption of the Iran nuclear deal.
Ken Timmerman explaining why the Saudis want President Trump to do a preemptive strike on Iran before Joe Biden may take over. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Israel are all mentioned in Bible prophecy. However, the United States is not mentioned in the end-time prophetic scenario found in the Bible. The Saudis and Iran, though enemies at this time, will join forces to destroy Israel. That's Psalm 83, verse 6, with the term Ishmaelites referring to the Saudis, and Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, where Persia is modern-day Iran. God's plan will not include America. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...